Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. I am Mike Whitmer, and I entitled today's reading, Who Needs Your Support? Clifford Williams was sentenced to die for a murder he didn't commit. From death row, he vainly filed motions to reconsider the evidence against him. Each petition was denied for 42 years. Then attorney Shelley Thibodeau learned of his case. She found that not only was there no evidence to convict Williams, but that another man had confessed to the crime. At the age of 76, Williams was finally exonerated and released. The prophets Jeremiah and Uriah were also in deep trouble. They had told Judah that God promised to judge his people if they didn't repent. This message angered the people and officials of Judah, who sought to kill both prophets. They succeeded with Uriah. He fled to Egypt, but was brought back to face the king, who had him struck down with a sword. Why didn't they kill Jeremiah? In part because Ahikam stood up for Jeremiah, and so he was not handed over to the people to be put to death. We may not know anyone facing death, but we probably know someone who could use our support. Whose rights are trampled? Whose talents are dismissed? Whose voice isn't heard? It may be risky to step out like Thibodeau or Ahikam, but it's so right. Who needs us to stand up for them as God guides us? Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Jeremiah chapter 26, verses 12 through 15 and 20 through 24. Then Jeremiah said to all the officials and all the people, "The Lord sent me to prophesy against this house and this city all the things you have heard. Now reform your ways and your actions and obey the Lord your God. Then the Lord will relent and not bring the disaster he has pronounced against you. As for me, I am in your hands. Do with me whatever you think is good and right. Be assured, however, that if you put me to death, you will bring the guilt of innocent blood on yourselves and on this city and on those who live in it. For in truth, the Lord has sent me to you to speak all these words in your hearing." And now, picking up at verse 20. Now Uriah, son of Shemaiah, from Kiriath-Jearim, was another man who prophesied in the name of the Lord. He prophesied the same things against this city and this land as Jeremiah did. When King Jehoiakim and all his officers and officials heard his words, the king was determined to put him to death. But Uriah heard of it and fled in fear to Egypt. King Jehoiakim, however, sent Elnathan, son of Achbor, to Egypt, along with some other men. They brought Uriah out of Egypt and took him to King Jehoiakim, who had him struck down with the sword and his body thrown into the burial place of the common people. Furthermore, Ahikam, son of Shaphan, supported Jeremiah, and so he was not handed over to the people to be put to death. Let's pray. Loving God, help us to love others as you've loved us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.